Section B. Part 1. Short Conversations.
Directions.
In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer.
1. Excuse me, do you have any apartments available for under $400 a month? I need to move in this week when my new study starts.
The only vacant one I have is $500. Have you inquired at the apartment complex down the street?
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Two. Professor Clark suggested I get a tutor for advanced mathematics.
Well, that might help. Advanced mathematics is a pretty difficult course.
Question. What does the man mean? Three. I really like the classical music we enjoyed yesterday. What do you think?
I guess it's something I haven't acquired a taste for yet.
Question. What does the man imply? Four. To collect a data for my report, I need to talk to someone who knows Vancouver very well. I was told that you lived there for quite a long time.
Oh, I wish I could help, but I was really young at the time.
Question. What does the man mean? Five. You haven't seen a green notebook, have you? I hope I didn't leave it in the reading room.
Did you check that pile of journals you've borrowed from the library the other day?
Question. What is the man trying to say to the woman?
Six. Can you recommend something that a schoolboy of 8 or 9 will really like?
I'd suggest this toy block, sir. It's an excellent brand, very popular all over the world these days. Question. What is the man doing? Seven. You had a job interview yesterday, didn't you? How did it go?
Not too bad, I guess. There were about 30 candidates competing for the manager assistant's job, and finally it was down to 4 of us. But the others seemed better qualified.
Question. What does the man imply?
Eight.
Susan, there is a new cafe around the corner of my street. How about joining me for a cup of tea?
I'd love to, but I'm exhausted. I was up till 3 this morning writing a paper for my literature class. Question. Why does the woman decline the man's invitation?